Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Cycling is what this podcast is about, and we cover everything you need to know, whether it's road or mountain biking. So thank you once again for joining us on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Devlin Eden. Devlin, today the question resolves around something that we see a lot in cycling, maybe more in road, but how much energy can you save sitting on someone's wheel, and does this differ between road and mountain biking?
Yeah, so this is a terminology we refer to as drafting or slipstream, and a very, very beneficial tool to use in your racing strategies. So in terms of energy saving, there's various studies out and various aerodynamic studies that have been tested. If you're looking at anything, some studies have actually researched that potentially up to 40% of your energy can be saved by sitting on someone's wheel, especially when you're in a bigger bunch. So you're looking at about between 30 and 40% energy expenditure that you can save. And if you think about it over an extended period of time or over a 100-kilometer race, that can actually be quite a lot when it comes to the nitty-gritty sections of the route where you really need to start putting in the power, potentially putting in a little bit of attack, and also chasing down goals and times that you're trying to achieve. There's a couple of sort of methods of doing this. When we're referring to more of a headwind, ideally you want to sit right behind the rider in front of you. If there's a bit of a crosswind, you'll generally sit next to the rider at a slight sort of diagonal, so your front wheel in line with their back wheel, for instance. In saying that, though, so it brings me on to a point of safety. Drafting is something that needs to be practiced. So you need to be confident in knowing what you're doing and know what's happening around you with the other riders. So that's riders in your peripheral vision, having some sort of idea of what's coming up the road as well in terms of obstacles, rather than staring on the rider in front of you's wheel. You need to be still able to look up the road and anticipate should he have to suddenly brake or make some directional changes. Because if your front wheel is overlapped with the rider in front of you's back wheel, unfortunately, you're going to be the one who's going to be tasting a bit of tar and buy a piece of land. So that safety point of view is key, and not just your safety, but everyone else around you is very important there. And then from a drafting point of view, and I think I might have mentioned it in a previous podcast, if you're going to draft, be a gentleman or a lady and take your turn as well. So if you're going to sit on someone's wheel and save a little bit of energy, have the decency to just return the favor to them as well and take your turn up in the front and work together as a team. What tends to happen there is you'll find that you're all saving a little bit of energy, the pace of the bunch can go up a little bit, and you're going to be able to maintain a breakaway, you're going to be able to maintain a target time that you're trying to achieve as well a lot easier by working together. Because what tends to happen is you might sit, and if you're sitting on someone's wheel and you're not willing to do your turn in the front, that rider in front of you is just going to get fed up, it's going to sit up, and both of you actually, it's going to affect both of your races. So just, I think from an etiquette point of view, it is important to take note of that. Onto the second part of the question where you asked about mountain biking versus road, we tend to find drafting happening a lot more in road cycling because it's at higher speeds, there's larger bunches that the guys are riding in, so it's got a lot more benefit in road cycling than what it typically would have in mountain biking. The only reason I say that is in mountain biking it tends to be a little bit slower, especially when we start talking technical kind of riding, and also there's a lot of stop-start in mountain biking, so it doesn't have such an effect from an aerodynamic point of view where you're constantly having to fight a headwind. In saying that, though, when you're out in open district roads and gravel roads in a mountain bike race or on a training ride, it still will help if you are with someone and you have that option to ride on someone's wheel, because then you do have a tendency to pick up the intensity, pick up the pace, and that's where the drafting will help. So, yes, it definitely is a benefit in mountain biking, in drafting mountain biking, but in saying that, we tend to find it happen a lot more in road cycling.
Well, as great as it is to sit on someone's wheel, you get really strong sitting on the front. So as Dave Levin said, do your bit, get to the front and get stronger as a cyclist. But please do leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. And by doing that, we're giving you a chance to win a lifetime membership. So go and do that right now on iTunes. But from myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Devlin Eden, we'll catch up with you again in a couple of days' time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.